Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
sweet girl and one good man who means the world to me. He says we're meant to be. Well, it don't add up, I just don't get it, but I bet it's got a lot to do with someone who said a prayer or two. Somebody gets down on their knees each day. They know miracles happen when we pray. Don't be surprised at what might come your way. I know miracles happen when we pray. Cannot be filled with word or deed, but there is one who can make it all right again. Send a message of take a look around and see a soul that once had lost its hope come shining through. It's just the simple truth. Somebody gets down.
Happen with morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit and Tedline. I greet you this morning in the name that is above every name. I greet you in the name of Jesus this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I break, bind, cut, and destroy the spirits of spiritual intimidation, manipulation, deception. In the name of Jesus, I destroy by the power of the Holy Ghost any and all and every evil, negative power, force, unloosed or sent to hinder the move and the work of God. Any person on the TED line, any person under the sound of my voice that would hear this, myself, my ministry, and each family, mother, father, sister, brother, aunt, uncle, niece, nephew, cousin, represented on this TED line this morning, I destroy the power from any negative words, papers, signatures. I break it this morning. All hindering spirits unloosed by Satan to block, prevent, hinder, or destroy any of us from receiving God's best for our life right now. I break your power. I bind the will of the enemy that willed it. I break the power, will-bending, will-intimidating spirits that would transfer from anybody. I loose you and I terminate your assignment. I destroy your evil intentions and I command your spirits to be bound right now by the Holy Ghost and be utterly destroyed. I break the power of any and all transference of spirits in the name of the Lord Jesus. Go! I break the power of any secret conversations, any gossiping, rumor-mongering conversations, and or meetings that have been held or being planned anywhere on this earth, in heaven, or within the heavenlies, in which my name or the name of any person on this headline is being mentioned to dishonor negatively or be cursed. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, go! I destroy it and command it to be dispersed. Now, Father God, you said, whatever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I ask you to replace all that negativity with the favor of God. And I command for the manifestation of the plans and purposes of God, for the blessing of God to overflow, to descend from heaven upon each person on this TED line, each person in this ministry, person under the sound of my voice, their family, their business, their workplace, and everything that concerns each of us, I command you in the name of Jesus to flourish. To flourish. As for each of us, my ministry, family, and everything that concerns us and our spouses, I declare and decree, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are blessed beyond measure because you right now are opening a great door, an effectual door unto us. And I thank you, and I command by the power of the Holy Ghost all the desires and evil wishes of our adversaries as revealed by God, spiritually, mentally, and physically, to wither up and die right now. In the name of Jesus, according to 1 Corinthians 16:9, I destroy the power of any demonic transference, automatic failure mechanisms working against anyone or that have been ordered against anyone affiliated with this ministry, under this ministry, a part of this ministry, or here of this ministry. That includes any and all spiritual evil or evil human beings under the lordship of Satan. I command the ears to be deaf, the eyes to be blind, the fingers, the feet, the arms, and the legs paralyzed and unable to work against spiritual realm, the natural realm, or the physical realm, the plans and the purposes and the power of God. In the name of Jesus, and by the power of the Holy Ghost, I command that as they love cursing, so let it return unto them. And I declare and decree every automatic failure mechanism, every curse, a bankruptcy, to be reversed. That the transference of the wicked begins now. From automatic failure to automatic blessing. From automatic brokenness to automatic money and automatic success. And I thank you, Father, you always answer the prayers of the righteous. In Jesus' name I pray this morning, and I thank you. I break the power of that death sentence. I break the power of cancer. I break the power of lung, kidney disease. I break the power of Satan manifesting to any bloodline today. And I ask you, Father God, to reverse it and transfuse that bad blood, according to Ezekiel 16:16. When thou art polluted in thy blood, I say live. I say live this morning. I speak life into your bloodstream this morning. Life into your physical body this morning. You will live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. Whoever you are, receive it this morning. In the name of Jesus. Receive it this morning in Jesus' name. You will live, Jessica, and not die. You will live, Jessica, and not die. The Holy Ghost is strengthening your flesh right now. The Holy Ghost is recreating you, your physical body right now. Receive it. Your creator is recreating you right now. Receive it. In the name that is above every name, I speak life to your flesh. I speak life to your soul this morning. Receive it, Jessica. Just receive it. Receive it. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet, the Holy Ghost is renewing you, Jessica. I don't know what you're experiencing, but I know you can feel it. Speak life to your veins, your arteries. God, in the name of Jesus, is recreating. I'm only telling you what I'm hearing. Your liver, your spleen this morning. God is healing your bladder this morning. God is putting new strength in your legs, in your backbone. Strengthen your spine, your muscular system. Ezekiel 16. When thou wert polluted in thy blood, I say, live. You will live and not die. In the name of Jesus, I command cancer to wither up. Go! Get out of that body right now. Just receive it, Jessica. Just receive it. Don't stress. You just receive. All you have to do is receive it. New life. I don't know what you prayed last night, but I'm answering your prayer this morning that you prayed to God yesterday. I'm the answer. Believe it or not. I have no idea what you prayed. Would you please text me and let me know? Negative spirit of death, go in the name of Jesus. Jessica, renounce negativity. Renounce every false and fake prayer. I pray to God to please use you. Well, he using me. Get out! Get out of her body. I disannul every covenant with death. Go! In the name of Jesus. Go! Get out! Loose that body and let it go. In the name of Jesus. The Lord God rebuke you, cancer. Get out. Get out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, recreate, restore. Wherever cancer rested in that body, we create and restore. Jessica, listen. One time I was very, very, the devil had got me down. My body was sick. Thought I was going to die. Well, I was ready. But it wasn't my time. It wasn't my time. You say you feel okay, you feel heat on your entire body. That's the Holy Ghost healing you. The Bible says everything that has a name has to bow to the name of Jesus. Ovarian cancer, the Lord God rebuke you this morning. I command you in the name of Jesus, go out of her body. Father God, restore, recreate, and heal. Heal the surrounding area. I command ovarian cancer to be eradicated. Go! Go right now. Father God, recreate for this young woman, this young mother. Recreate. Recreate. Thank you, Father. Jessica, God is raising you up off that bed of affliction. When he tells you to get up, you get up and you eat you some soup. Let him finish healing you, though. Let him finish healing you in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Receive it, Jessica. Receive it. He's working through your blood, Jessica, recreating for you, according to your faith. Your faith linked together with my faith. Hallelujah! We're fulfilling what God say. If any two of you agree, as touching anything on this earth, we can have whatsoever we say. I say, be healed, Jessica, in the name of Jesus. Be healed completely. Top of your head to the soles of your feet. Jessica, come forth. Jessica, just begin telling the Lord yes. Just start saying yes. Yes. I'll be a witness. Yes, you're healing me for your glory. Yes, start telling them yes, Jessica. Start telling them yes. I don't know what, if I could see you on this blog talk, I'm going to cut the mic on so I can hear you. Text me the last four of your number. And prayerfully, you on here. I don't know. Just keep telling Lord, yes, 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 I receive it. Yes, yes, text me the last four, unless you're on the computer. Okay. Yeah, keep telling them yes. Keep telling the Lord, yes. You're not on here. So you must have, I can only take, that's why I don't like this. Yes, yes, yes. Just keep telling them yes. That's why I don't like it. Keep telling them yes. There you are. I think I see you. Keep telling them yes. Keep telling the Lord yes. Keep telling them yes. Keep telling the Lord yes. Keep telling them yes. Ted Lyons, somebody's life is in stake. Are you praying with me this morning? It could be you. I think I see you. Keep telling them yes.
Yes,
yes. Keep telling
Lord.
Them yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes,
yes.
Lord.
I receive
Lord.
It.
Yes.
I receive it this morning,
Lord.
I receive it this morning. It's my day.
I receive it this morning. It's my day for a miracle. I receive it, Lord. I receive it. Yes. Yes, Lord.
You
yes,
will live
Lord.
And not die. You will say, I will live and not die.
I will live and not die.
To declare the works of the Lord.
Will live to declare the works of the Lord.
I will live and not die.
I will live and not die.
I will live and not die. You have a name. Get up in the name of Jesus. I'm talking to the cancer. Get up in the name of Jesus and get out of that body. I command every root. No, you just receive. You just receive. I command every root of the cancer to be uprooted. I command the cancer to wither up and die. I command the roots of the cancer to wither up and die. I command the seed of the cancer to to wither up and die. In the name of Jesus, Father God, send holy angels into that room and minister right now. As you heal in Jessica, and as the cancer is getting out of her body, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Jessica, I need you to repent right now and tell the Lord you're sorry for going back up in that church.
Yes, yes. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord.
In there, he healed you the first time.
Yes.
Father God, you hear her cry of repentance.
Lord,
I ask you to extend mercy to her right now and heal her.
Forgive me, Lord.
Extend mercy.
Extend mercy, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Heal her, God. Heal her, heal her. I know you're healing her because you wouldn't have done all this. You answered her prayer. I didn't know anything about it. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Just thank him. Just begin to thank him.
You.
Just
thank
begin
you,
to
Lord.
Thank him. Thank him. And I, what's so ironic about this, I didn't know where to go this morning. I'm sitting here not knowing what to do. I'm getting ready to tell you God ain't gave me nothing this morning, so I got to shut the tail line down. But God prepared this day for this young woman here. Receive it, honey. You are being healed right now. Completely. Cancer don't have no power over you. Jesus is your Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And your
Lord.
Only Lord. Tell him, Jesus, you are
Jesus.
My Lord.
You are my Lord.
And my only Lord.
And my only Lord.
I receive that lordship into my ovaries right now.
I receive that lordship into my ovaries right now.
Into my whole physical body.
Into my whole physical body.
My body was made to worship you.
My body was made to worship you.
I give it back to you. I give it back to you.
I give it back to you, Lord.
And I receive it back whole and healed.
And I receive it back whole and healed.
According to your word.
According
you just
to your
receive
word.
It. You just receive it. I'm going to keep on talking. Father God, you said in your word, Psalms 107:20, that you sent your word and you healed Jessica from all of her destruction. Lord God, you said in your word when you entered into covenant with Jessica, Lord God, you say, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Father God, you said, Lord Jesus, that Jessica was wounded. That Jessica, you were wounded for Jessica's wound. Healing, Father, I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you as you manifest your glory and your power. I thank you, Lord God, that Jessica is your little child. And you said, suffer little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of God. I thank you, Father God, that Jessica doesn't have to do anything but receive you right now. Because you said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Whosoever will open the door, I will come in and sup with them. Father God, Jessica is opening the door right now. And I thank you that you're coming in. I thank you that you're supping with Jessica. Father God, I give you glory this morning. I give you praise this morning. I give you, God, honor because cancer has no dominion over that body. I praise you and honor you, God, this morning as you manifest, God, your healing fire to fall on Jessica this morning. I thank you, Lord God. You said in your word, Lord God, if two of us can touch and agree on anything on this earth, Lord God, we can have what we say. I say, Jessica, live. 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 Live, sweetie. Live to declare the goodness of the Lord. Father God, supernaturally fatten her bones. Supernaturally strengthen her bones. God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you this morning. She didn't ask you in the natural. She went into her prayer closet. She prayed. You heard. You used me to answer. I thank you for the privilege and the opportunity.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Jessica, I want you to get up. Is your husband there?
No.
Are you by yourself? Ma'am. Who's with you? You by yourself?
My children.
But it's too early for them to be getting up to school, isn't it? Or is it?
They listen to you, too.
Praise God.
Yeah,
praise God. I want you to get up and go fix them some breakfast.
Yes,
get
ma'am.
Up right now and go fix them some breakfast. Get on up.
Okay,
get on up. You get up. You healed.
Yes.
Get up. Get up.
Yes.
Get up.
Thank you.
Rise up.
Okay.
And declare
Thank
the
you.
Good works of the Lord.
Yes. Thank you.
God, I praise
Thank
you.
You.
You know what? I didn't know why God told me to put that song on. I'm going to play it for you. Play a line. That's all we got to do this morning. The work is finished. To God be
Amen.
The glory. This song for you, I probably play it 2 or 3 times. You listen. Tedline, thank you for praying with me. Thank you for praying
thank
in agreement.
You.
Jessica
thank
is
you.
Healed. She'll
yes.
tell you about it tomorrow. I'll make sure she
yep.
does.
Thank you, Jesus.
Girl, and one good man who means the world to me. He says we're meant to be. Well, it don't add up, I just don't get it. But I bet it's got a lot to do with someone who said a prayer or two. Somebody gets down. I'm one good man who means the world to me. He says we're meant to be. It don't add up, I just don't get it. But I bet it's got a lot to do with someone who said a prayer or two. Somebody gets down on their knees each day. They know miracles happen when we pray. Yeah. Don't be surprised at what might come your way. I know miracles happen when we pray. Be filled with word or deed, but there is one who can make it all right again. Send a message of take a look around and see a soul that once had lost its hope come shining through. It's just the simple truth. Somebody gets down.
I got a lot of texts for you on here. Obviously, it's a lot of Tedliners who don't believe in miracles. Okay? But they're telling me to tell you to eat more fruits and vegetables. You do that, don't you?
Yes, you do, ma'am. That? Now I... Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes.
See, what she needs, Tedliners, and some of you, I really need to pray with you because you don't believe in miracles. God ain't got to, he can use a diet, he can use that, but he is God, ain't he? He can recreate ovaries and all that stuff, can't he? I'm talking to the headliners now. He does do miracles, doesn't he, brothers and sisters? So if God gives you a miracle, why you got to do anything but receive it? Headliners, you need to come up a little bit more. Maybe that's why some of you ain't manifesting. And what you waiting for is just on the other side of you giving up the world and the world's way and the doctor's way and step all the way over in to a manifestation of the supernatural power of God.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Jesus.
God still works miracles, brothers and sisters. Don't you ever forget it. She still was a bona fide miracle.
Got a lot of hope and some big old dreams. Two sweet girls and one good man who means the world to me. He says we're meant to be. I just don't get it, but I bet it's got a lot to do with someone who said a prayer.
Look, Ted, Lord, repent. Repent right now. for not believing in the miraculous supernatural power of God. That's where you and me not in agreement. We're not in agreement if you don't believe that. We're not in agreement. Because, see, I believe all things are possible with God and that there is nothing impossible with God. What do you believe? What do you really believe?
Got a lot of hope and some big old dreams. Two sweet girls and one good man who means the world to me. He says we're meant to be.
Yourself. You better see where your faith is at and you better come back to God. I thank God he allowed this to happen this morning. I thank God he allowed it to happen this morning. Some of you are hindered by your own level. You cut your faith off at a certain level. I know I've been fighting something. I knew I've been fighting something in the spirit. I did not know what it was or what it is. Some of you confessing one thing and you're living something else. If you can't believe God for a miracle over cancer, how you gonna believe him for a miracle over mammon? Brothers and sisters, listen, God can do anything he want to do. He could do anything he want to do. But I'm going to tell you something. His word ain't never changed. He said, believe on me, believe in me, believe through me, believe by me. You become double-minded when you put something else up beside God. I don't care what it is. If you believe in God, you ought to go all the way with God. If you believe in something outside of God, you ought to go all the way with that. But you shouldn't be double-minded. You shouldn't be double-minded. And the number one thing you shouldn't do, you shouldn't ever recommend a diet. You shouldn't ever recommend a therapy. You should tell a person like I do with everybody, go to God. Whatever God tell you to do, do it.
Yeah.
Whatever God tell you to do, do it. Who made you a doctor or a therapist? I'm not. And neither are you. And I agree, God can tell anybody to do anything he wants them to do, but let him tell them. And then you know what? It's 1,000% guaranteed to work. When it comes out of your mouth, it's second hand, third hand, fourth hand. It ain't got to work. But when God declares it, when God decrees it, when God comes in agreement with it, it cannot fail. It cannot fail because there ain't no failure in Christ Jesus. Some of you need something from God. But God can't help you because you brought something in to help him. And he don't need no help. Only help God needs from you and me is for us to believe. That's all he ever tells us to do. Since we're being so technical about it, I know the scriptures say the leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nation. But I ain't going to tell nobody to get no leaf. I'm going to tell you to go to God. He tell you get a leaf, get all the leaves you can get. But if you get the leaf and it don't work, man up, woman up, and say you told yourself.
Good man who means the world to me. He says we're meant to be. Well, it don't add up, I just don't get it. But I bet it's got a lot to do with someone who said a prayer or two.
Somebody
gets down.
Yes, ma'am. You cooking breakfast?
Yes, ma'am. And my daughter. Yes, ma'am. And I've been on heavy meds, and my pain is gone, and my back is straightened up, and it has not in weeks.
Hey, Caroline.
Got a lot of hope and some big old dreams. Two sweet girls and one good man who means the world to me. He says we're meant to be. Don't add up, I just don't get it, but I bet it's got a lot to do with someone who said a prayer or two. Somebody gets down on their knees each day, they know miracles happen when we pray. Be filled with word or deed, but there is one who can make it all right again. Send a message up, take a look around, and see a soul that once had lost its hope come shining through. It's just the simple truth. Somebody gets down.
Your kids, you say they're sitting there crying.
Yes, ma'am. 19 and 15.
Ah.
My daughters. Yes.
Lay hands on them right now. Lay hands on them right now and anoint them for signs and miracles and wonders. The anointing is so heavy in your house. Lay hands on your kids. Anoint them for signs and miracles and wonders.
I'm doing that. Yes, ma'am.
In the name of Jesus, come on, I anoint you.
In the name of Jesus, I anoint you.
For signs. Miracles. And wonders. Tell them, take them in front of the couch and tell them, come on, hurry up. The anointing is flowing. Stand them up in front of the couch.
Okay, right here. Yes, ma'am.
You got them?
Yes.
Now.
Yes.
Say, lay your right hand on their head and tell them to receive it. Say, receive fresh oil from God. Now say, now.
Now.
Get the other one. Receive fresh oil from God.
Receive fresh oil from God.
Now.
Now.
Tell them just receive it. You too, honey. Brothers and sisters. I know God orchestrated this morning to increase our faith. She was an instrument. She is an instrument. Her children now gonna walk out and be demonstrations of the power of God. Brothers and sisters, take God out the box. Put him back where he belongs. Christina, lay hands on your little kids. Anybody else with kids around you, lay hands on them right now. He said he called you when you're young because you're strong. Children. See, there's a godly inheritance too.
Come here, babe.
Lay hands on all of your kids, wherever you are. Tell them to receive the fresh oil from God. Signs, miracles, and wonders.
Receive the fresh oil from God. Signs.
Mm-hmm. Miracles and wonders. They'll believe. They'll receive it. They ain't hung up on nothing from the past. And not like that. Brothers, you better get yourself. You better examine your faith. You got to examine your own faith. And don't let the devil trick you again.
Yes, ma'am.
Not just you. I really don't want him to trick you no more. But he won't. Because you're going to get back in your word and do not go to that church again.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
And you another one. Start one in your living room. I don't care. You got to abide in faith and the power and the glory. Those of you that are double-minded, you better straighten your mind out. You better straighten your mind out. You cannot be double-minded.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm talking about you listeners that's going to be listening on here. Those of you that are on here that I do not know. But you know what? Listen. I've been so busy because I had to redo my websites. God takes us from glory to glory to glory. I had to get this thing straight in my own mind, my own ministry. Well, I'm happy to tell you, if you go to tedline.com, I got a whole lot of information that's going to require you to read. I'm not quite finished. I'm not going to be finished till later today. But God arrested me, wouldn't let me do another thing till you straighten out that website. And then when I went on it, it's hosted by GoDaddy. The Google stopped me. Google stopped me. Google. And told me I had to do a search engine optimization. I said, oh, God, what is that? But I did it, and I'm loving this website. And not only that, some of you don't fully understand my ministry. But if you go to, if you click on that link to say Integrated Healing Prayer Ministry, you'll see where God brought me from. And now I'm in TED, but I'm in a transformational, extensive deliverance ministry anointing. God gave it to me. God did it. And I'll be back on Omega Man soon as I can finish these websites and get this complete clarity. Because wherever I was before, I ain't there no more. Because somebody prayed for me. And the miracles are flowing. But you got to come up, brothers and sisters. This was a test. I know the power of God all in that room with you and them kids. Just keep receiving it. Just keep receiving it. Downpour. I believe the Bible says that there will be the rain and the latter rain. You are having a latter rain experience, honey. Receive it until God stops pouring it out on you all. And that's your ministry right there. You, your husband, and them kids.
Yes, ma'am.
To God be the glory. Brothers and sisters, ministry ain't no joke. It's real. but it's not real if it ain't real to you. It ain't easy. You're going to suffer. But the Bible says those who suffer with him will reign with him. It's not a joke. The one thing Satan does not want you to do is be successful in Christ. But I'm going to tell you something. In Christ Jesus, there is no failure.
Got a lot of hope and some big old dreams. Two sweet girls and one good man who means the world to me. He says we're meant to be. Don't add up, I just don't get it, but I bet it's got a lot to do with someone who said a prayer or two. Somebody gets down on their knees each day, cause they know miracles happen when we pray. Be filled with word or deed, but there is one who can make it all right again. Send a message of take a look around and see a soul that once had lost its soul come shining through. It's just the simple truth.
Sisters, let me see what this is. Amen. I got to listen to this. Somebody sent me a song. I know it's right. The name tells me it's right, but I got to listen to it. And
I recommend Nature Mason.
Oh, shoot. I'll listen to it when I get off. Let me tell you something. God trying to take you somewhere in him you ain't never been before. All of this, get rid of what you thought. Get rid of it. And don't worry about me. I'm confrontational. Remember me? I confront demons. I ain't offended about nothing. My job, I'm confrontational by nature. Ask the people who live here. They'll tell you. I'm confrontational by nature. I'm always going to be confronted with Satan. I've come to that conclusion. So wherever he raises up, I'm going to deal with him. Wherever he try to get one of you off track, I'm going to deal with that too. Okay? But it doesn't matter. You healed completely, completely. New blood. Thank you for letting me know I was right about that. I couldn't be wrong with it. The reason I couldn't be wrong with it, brothers and sisters, I'm not being arrogant, but you prayed to Jesus to tell me to, I don't know, what did you pray? Before we get up, well, two things. Where do you live?
I live in Corpus Christi, Texas.
Okay. You live in Corpus Christi, Texas. Okay, great. Now, what did you pray? Could you tell us what you prayed?
I was getting desperate, and I'm being shipped off to cancer center. Well, I'm still in the process.
Okay.
And yesterday they confirmed that I will be going next week and possibly starting chemo. And I begged God. I said, God, I know Dr. Erica is very busy, but please tell me if I'm to stop praying that she's the one that you're going to use. Please let me know today, Tuesday. And then this happened. And that's why I'm very overwhelmed. I was already going to start praying and just seeing if there was anybody else he was going to use to pray for me or pray with me. But he used you.
Well, I see. Okay. Well, praise God. Because I don't know, you know, I didn't have a clue. I just obeyed him.
No, you didn't. And that's very overwhelming because you had no clue. That was a prayer between me and God.
That's how he does it. Well, you tell him check you again, okay? Before they put that killing, you know. You tell them check you again.
Yes,
okay?
Ma'am.
And brothers and sisters, this is what I'm going to say to you. Take the limits off God. Go back to your first, your basic core belief. Go back and come up higher in God. Come on up. He's trying to bring you up. Come on up. Some of you hindering yourself. After I play this song, that's it for the tagline for this morning. To God be the glory. I'm going to be thanking him all day. I'm going to be thanking him all day. But, Jessica, who healed you?
Yes, ma'am.
Who healed
Jesus.
You?
Jesus.
Who answered your prayer?
Jesus.
Now you know he hears who?
He hears me.
Thank you, sweetie pie. See y'all later on the deadline tomorrow.
Got a lot of hope and some big old dreams. Two sweet girls and one good man who means the world to me. He says we're meant to be. Well, it don't add up, I just don't get it. But I bet it's got a lot to do with someone who said a prayer or two. Somebody gets down on their knees each day. They know be filled with word or deed, but there is one who can make it all right again. Send a message of take a look around and see a soul that once had lost its hope come shining through. It's just a simple truth. Somebody
Sisters, don't forget to vote. Go vote. In the name of Jesus, go vote.
Thank you.